The Cubs going for the sweep of the Pirates at Wrigley. Kyle Schwarber signing some autographs before the game. We pick up the action 2-1 Pittsburgh in the second. Ivan Nova on the hill and Javier Baez doing some dancing off third.
Outfield moved in. Baez halfway down the line. He's going to take off. He's going to score. Oh, I love it. Man, does he think the game?
He thought the game. I would not be surprised if that entire play wasn't talked about and planned out in advance with Baez, how creative he is there.
The 1-2. Breaking ball hit high in the air. Deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Ian Happ, a two-run homer. Cubs lead 5-2. And Ron, that's exactly what you had in mind on the last statement you just made.
Well, two things. One, you know, when a young guy gets a big hit to drive in a run early, his confidence is high. And then 1-2, you knew he's going to get another breaking ball down. He waits on it.
Two incredibly important must-have players all the time, especially John Jay.
Schwarber blasts this ball to left. Marte going back, still going back, it's gone. Kyle Schwarber with an opposite field line drive home run into the bleachers to the left. And this inning has been an unbelievable explosion of offense for the Cubs. This is a changeup and Schwarber stays on it.
Rizzo gets a hold of one. There she goes, number 31. 13-3.
200. He's got 23 home runs. But I still believe, I know Joe Maddon still believes, and so does John Maley, his hitting coach.
Schwarber drives one in the air deep right field. This ball's got a chance at the wall. Home run.
The good things are about to happen, and they do.
Two-run home run, Kyle Schwarber. His second in the last three innings. And the Cubs now lead 15-3.
The Cubs sweep the Pirates as they put up a season-high 17 runs while totaling 20 hits. With Ian Happ hitting his 20th homer, the Cubs set a franchise record now with six players having at least 20 homers in a season. The Cubs are also the first team in history to have five players all younger than 26 years old hitting 20-plus homers in a year. Anthony Rizzo now with 29 RBIs this month. He's the first Cub to have that many in a calendar month since Alfonso Soriano in 2008. Manager Joe Maddon spoke after.
Happ had a nice day. Well, I mean, if I could start, I mean, Quintana I thought was really good tonight. The first inning was tough, but his stuff was really, really good from Jump Street. Thought the curveball was sharper. I saw a really good changeup out of him tonight also. Fastball, great life at home plate. He's just over-amped, man. This guy's still trying to, you know, make an impression for us and on us and with us. And I just love his methods. He's just such a professional. And hopefully that's going to be kind of a catapult for him right there to get back into it. He was very good.
You said there was something.
Sorry.
He
just said he's so involved. They got a blooper. The two out hit by Freeze. That's just that, you know, the pitch was not supposed to be there. And then after that, he was fine. He's really, like, you can see the look in his face. The guy is ready. So you got, you know, just if we could just keep him that ready and just get him to make his pitches early on, because he keeps getting better game in progress.
You said they were going to try something different.
Yeah, it was just the approach. He saw the shorter, sharper curveball for a strike often, and there was more changeup involvement also. Fastball location, like I said, a game in progress, more to what we've been trying to get done with him. And I thought him and Renee worked really well together, actually. So a lot of little nuance kind of stuff, the kind of stuff that, you know, Boris and the boys put together before the game. Outside of the first inning, he pretty much nailed it. But the play by John Jay was very instrumental also. That's really spectacular play. The second one, good play. The first one, a great play. And that was against Bell and was it McCutchen and Bell? Yeah. I mean, that was two really good plays that helped settle that inning in. And then he kind of caught a wave after that.
Says a lot for your players here when you have that many with 20 home runs or more at 25 years old.
I didn't realize that. It was up on the board. I knew it, but I didn't know it. And Happy had a really nice game. I mean, he he's also making some nice adjustments. Don't want to get into it, but he did some things today also that I thought were very good. That is pretty impressive. I mean, it's never been done, right? So that's pretty long time here, and that's pretty impressive. And again, they're less than 20. Yes. So that's I keep saying Javi's last at bat was my favorite. The check swing. I really had hoped when he walked out to the mound, him and Rivera would have started dancing. That's what I said to Listel. That was the perfect opportunity to actually like do something like that. But the swing after that, I went up to him. I said, "Man, go look at that swing. No stride, foot on the ground quickly, balance in his swing, head down. Everything was beautiful. You know, really a well struck line drive to left field." That's what I'm seeing. And how about his base running? I mean, again, you could keep going on and on. I mean, his stealing in the bag, second stealing of home, reading the catcher, the things that not everybody can do. He's just got the chip, man. He's got it.
Joe's Davey pulled him aside that when he came back to the dugout.
You'd have to ask. Over.
After he stole home, was there a mix up?
No. He got off pretty far. He got off farther than normal. And so I don't know if Davey talked to him about that. You could ask them. But what you have right there is you got an out, your pitcher hitting, and then, two outs, possibly John Jay. So you're going to try to steal this run somehow. So if he's over aggressive right there, I was okay with it.
You know, a question and a follow up. Let's start with the setback with Russell.
Well, all they know is that there was a setback. That was PJ came in before the game and said, they have to reevaluate or look at it more closely. I don't know if there's anything new on it. Okay, there you go. So obviously there had to be something that was sore-er, and we'll know more tomorrow once he gets evaluated by the doctor. Really tough one. You look at the shortstop position. Of course, Javi's doing a wonderful job, but, after that it becomes different. So we were counting on this to happen, Addie getting back quickly. Hopefully it's not going to be anything prolonged, but that's such an important position. I mean, just imagine it without either one of them out there. Very difficult to imagine. So we'll see. We'll see tomorrow.
Ian Happ launches his 20th homer of the season in the victory. He talked to the media after the game.
I just wanted that cheer. No, I put my head down and started running, and I didn't see the umpire signal. I was just trying to get to third.
Okay. So then you were fooling everybody.
Yeah. I was just trying to get everybody to go crazy.
You did a good job. Listen, your 20th home run of the season. Describe what that accomplishment means when you hear that you reached that number faster than any Cub has ever done before.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. A lot of history in this organization. And to take over that mark from Schwarber earlier this year, that was pretty cool. And something I'll remember for a long time.
Did he say something to you about it?
We had talked about it last week, actually.
Okay, so lastly, for those at home that are still seeing you and Tommy do the dugout interviews after the home runs, explain how that all started, and then maybe you got a question for me or for Lynn and JD?
Yeah, that was all Tommy. He found the mic, he did all of that, and brought it to the dugout, and he was too busy hitting homers, so I had to take over for a couple days.
He says you're better at the questions. You got one for the guys?
For the guys?
Yeah, for the guys upstairs.
No, I gotta keep all my questions in the dugout.
Up next, the Cubs begin a series at home against the Braves on Thursday. Kyle Hendricks on the hill.